In the same year that the Alter Rebbe had the debate, the number of Hasidim grew phenomenally, mostly because of the success of the debate. Because even if you weren't there, everyone heard about it. In many communities and cities, the Hasidim finally had enough people to establish their own community in the larger community. So they had their own shul, they had their own sheichet, their own chassidish melamdim. And more people were traveling to Liojna, hoping that the Alter Rebbe would personally guide them in how to better serve Hashem. But since hundreds of chassidim would arrive in Liojna unannounced out of nowhere, there's no way the Alter Rebbe could meet with hundreds of people in such a short amount of time. So there's no way for him to speak to everyone individually. And there were many people who made a long trip. They returned home disappointed. Either they chose a time when the Alter Rebbe wasn't even there, or there were simply too many people for everyone to be seen at that particular time. So to fix the situation, when he returned a few months after the debate, 1783, the Alter Rebbe established rules for how often a chassid is allowed to come and for how long they're allowed to stay. This way, if a chassid can come whenever he wants, he'll come 10 times a year. But if he only knows that he can only come, as we'll see soon, right? So we'll see how long he was able to come. Now this way, he'll be able to better help each individual person. The chassidim were also limited. They were only allowed to have one yechidus a year, max. Now is it. Obviously, there were a few chassidim that was an exception for. And these rules became known as Takonas Liojna, the rules and guidelines for how often you can come to Liojna and how often you can have Yechidus with the Rebbe. Over the years, as more and more people needed Alter Rebbe's time, these guidelines kept changing. And ultimately, it limited Yechidus for each chassid to once every 3 years. Let's say after the first one, they said, okay, from now on, instead of once every year, it's every year and a half. And then they changed it to once every 2 years, and once every 2.5 years, until finally it was once every 3 years. Meanwhile, the Alter Rebbe also added another guideline. Everyone who came, you're not allowed to just show up whenever you feel like it. Everyone who shows up here would have to bring a note from the mashpia of wherever town he's in. Every town had their own, like, chassidish mashpia that the Alter Rebbe sent. And the note had to say that this chassid was conducting himself according to the Shulchan Aruch. And in particular, the Alter Rebbe wanted to know whether the chassid davened at the right time. Did he rush through davening? Did he talk during davening? Right, this goes to show you that was what the Alter Rebbe cared about. Not how much chassidus did the guy learn. He wants to know, do you daven like a mensch? The Rebbe writes in Ayom Yom that the Takanos Liojna are evidence of how the Alter Rebbe was extremely orderly, very mesuder, and how he brought Seder to the lives of all the Hasidim. They were allowed to visit the Alter Rebbe for 1 week a year, and in that week you could have your Yechidus. And only once a year, at a scheduled time. You can't just come whenever you feel like it and say, this is my time for the year. And then eventually, as we said, it was changed to once every 3 years. And this way, he could give the chassid his total concentration. And taka, when a chassid was in yichidus with the Alter Rebbe, he felt that he was the only thing the Rebbe cared about right now. If a chassid felt he had to change the time, oh, you can't just change the time on your own. You can't say, sorry, I got sick. You have to write in reason. You have to send it in. The Rebbe's brother, the Maril, would be the one to get all this mail, and he would say if it's a good excuse to miss or not. The concept of being mesuder, of having a seder, an orderly, helped the Hasidim develop the Chabad approach of being a panimi. We're going to explain that, what a panimi is, later. That, in short, it's basically that you internalize, you put inside yourself all the learning that He does, and then he acts on it. So for example, you could have people, and I know people like this, not that many, you could have Nafrim people who went through Daf Yomi. They learned the entire Shas. Right, so you could ask yourself, how is it possible someone learns the whole Shas and still does these things, right? It's very tough to understand. And the answer is because it's not internalized inside of them. So you could have a guy who could learn a mimer a day, and he'll be the grubbest guy you could ever meet. You know, grub means coarse, just like a rude person. He's not nice. He never acts kind, right? How is it you learn so much Chassidus and like nothing went into you? Because you don't even try to put it into you. And we could see this from the way a Chassid prepared himself before going into Yechidus. The Chassidim prepared themselves for weeks, even months, and some of the greater Chassidim for a year. The Mamish were preparing themselves. And after this Yechidus, you don't even think about coming to the next Yechidus unless you did everything the Alter Rebbe told you to do and you worked on everything the Alter Rebbe said. And sometimes it took Chassidim years till they went back. Because if the Alter Rebbe told them to do something very difficult, they would need to work on themselves until they figured it out. Now I could have my next Yechidus. What's the point of going back if I didn't fix, if I didn't do what the Alter Rebbe said the first time? And this was also a sign of total bittul. Bittul means like obedience. That they're just bittul to the Rebbe that the Chassid has for his Rebbe. And every Chassid should have this for his Rebbe. The Rebbe says to do something, you don't say, why? The Rebbe said to do it. Who cares why? And you could see from how the Chassidim were acting that each Chassid had it. And this is best shown by the well-known story. I'm going to say the story in much greater detail later on of the great Talmud Chacham Reb Yosef, who at the age of 70 became a Bala Gala. He became a wagon driver in order to fulfill the directive the Alter Rebbe gave him 10 years earlier. Right? 10 years earlier, the Alter Rebbe told him, better to be a Bala Gala than a Rav. And when he was 70 years old, he became a Bala Gala until the Mittler Rebbe told him he could stop. It was a few years. I forgot the amount of years, but later on I'll say the whole story in greater detail. But in truth, it wasn't just one aspect of his life that a chassid became bottled to the Rebbe. He changed his entire way of life to the extent that he was focused on how to better serve Hashem and how to follow the Rebbe's instructions all the time. Not just like, on Shabbos I'll give it some thought how to become a better Yid. And this was evident from the way that chassidim davened and fulfilled every mitzvah with all its details very, very carefully. We'll continue tomorrow.